The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday. It's a little bit after 10 o'clock, and you know what that means? That means it's time for Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center and our host, Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's a great day to be here with you guys.
Man, I am wore out. I was listening to the Sonny's Barbecue Show, and you were talking about how teachers and parents and all the stuff. So we're going to talk a little bit about how my week went.
Today is like, whew, made it. It's like sliding into third base.
Yeah. Regular teachers are still in school, but I already did my 40, so I'm good to go.
You're good. Yeah. And you've got a guest with you today.
I do. We have Bill in the house today. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on over there at Key Marine and what he's got going on this week as well. I don't think his week was as stressful as mine, but it may have been.
I don't know. You know, people getting those last-minute boat repairs so they can get that last Labor Day weekend boating vacation.
Labor Day. Oh, my gosh. This year is going by, isn't it?
I know. I'm telling you.
It's insane. Yep. It's absolutely insane. We went off of summer school and right into school.
It just has flown by. I don't know if my sense of time is changing or is time moving faster. Could that be possible?
Flies. The older you get, the quicker time goes by.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. You know, I got a lot more behind me than I got ahead of me, I think. But, you know,
you never know.
You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. You can call or text. Maybe you have a question for me or for Bill. You can also give us a story. Maybe you have a comment. Maybe you just have a question about what goes on out of the school. We're more than happy to answer those questions as well. Key Marine Center is located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Check out their website for specials. They also have their motors that they have in stock on the website. Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, the Cox diesel engine, and they also service Merc Cruiser product as well.
Nice. So, got it covered.
Great place to do business here in Pensacola, you know. And we were just talking, Bill and I were talking about the students that we've had working there. And we just had one complete yesterday.
Oh.
Yep. And so that's very good. Jeff. He just completed the co-op program.
Wow.
And Bill, tell us how Jeff is doing out there a little
Congratulations,
bit.
Jeff. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's doing very awesome. He's learning a lot, and, I mean, he's a great asset to the company at this point. And I really look forward to him being there for a long time, hopefully forever.
Forever. That's a good way to do it.
There you go. You come out of school and you've got a forever job. That works for me.
That works pretty good.
Absolutely.
This is Frisky Friday version of Boat Smart. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I told my students during the week, I said, my second job is comedian.
Oh, you know? Yeah. He's a pretty funny
laugh.
Fella.
You got to laugh, right?
Yep.
You know, so you got to laugh a little bit. And we did some laughing over the week. I did some crying, but also did some laughing. So, you know. So, yeah, we started our week off and I got some notes here for you. So,
and this is at George Stone, in case people don't know, you're the Marine Services Instructor, George Stone Technical College.
I am. So they gotta know where you get that part.
Well, so you never know. Somebody might be listening for the first time.
Yeah. George Stone Technical College over here, 2100 Longleaf Drive. Yep. Best way to catch us is the chat feature at georgestonecollege.edu, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And get a hold of us there. So, yeah.
So how was it?
So the week... You know, like I said last week, we had Jason here and talking about all the possibilities of going to school for free and things like that. And we said that I always stress myself out, and it's usually internal, right?
Well, sure.
And
typically,
it's the same way, you know. But I'm telling you, I just want things to be perfect, and they're never perfect. But I want everybody to show up day one. I want everybody to be on time. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to be dressed right. I want all these things.
Good luck with that.
It just doesn't work.
I was going to say, how's that working for you?
It just doesn't work. So we had all the new students that I have right now, ages, nobody over 18 years old, 16 years.
Whoa.
I got one to 16, I think two to 16, and the rest are 18 years old.
Wow, young.
Nobody, and I'm talking about the new students that are coming in. None of them are over that age.
Interesting.
It's interesting.
Well, so, yeah, because their perspective is different.
So I'm wondering, is this going to make me older or is this going to make me younger? I'm leaning toward it's going to make me feel younger.
I think younger. You'll know what the trends are. They'll be using language. They'll use some kind of phrase, and there'll be something that they, like when awesome became a word, nobody knew.
You know,
back
like,
when that first came around.
Oh, I'm not interested in all the new words. But sometimes you gotta
kind of learn
the language,
you
know, I guess. But Bill and I were talking out there in the front. We were talking about Jeff, and he said that they may be looking for another person or looking for a senior, somebody that has some experience under their belt, which is very hard to find people with experience because typically when a dealership grabs them, they hold on to them, right?
Right, of course.
So that's difficult. But, you know, on the good side of having these fresh students, it's kind of like on the good side of having a person in your dealership that doesn't have a lot of experience, you can kind of help train them the direction you want them to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same for me as it is for you, Bill, right? Do you think that?
Right, I do. It definitely gives you the opportunity to train them the way that things are done, the way that you want them done, because there are several different ways of doing things. And it's very exciting to know that there's so many young people that are interested in our industry at this time. We need them.
Well, no you've seen a lot of changes, too. You've talked about it on the show, going from the mechanical to the computer and the technological. And these kids, that's second nature for them.
Yep.
Computer, the programming. Yeah. They're not used to the older ways.
The computer part is something that I don't have to really dive into so much.
Yeah, they know
it. They just need to understand my system and things like that. But
they grew up with
it. I can tell you
this,
they've only been there 4 days and are already tired of the computer because they've been sitting in the classroom for 4 days,
Right.
So it's very, and I explained to them we have to learn the basics and stuff like that. I did last night. We were running one of our motors and we had a problem with it. One of my students said, hey, can I run out the 150 Yamaha on the back of our Proline boat that we have? It's our boat.
Mm-hmm.
So, run it out, see what's going on. Well, it's been sitting since June, the end of June. We haven't touched this one because we were so busy on everything else. And lo and behold, it has a problem.
Oh.
That's what happens, y'all. When you have a motor that sits for a long period of time, you got to run them. Okay. So now this one has a problem. So I gathered, we had the laptop on it, and I told the new students, get out of the classroom, go out there and gather around my student, the senior student, and he's going to talk to you about scanning the motor. And then once he cranked it up, we realized we had a problem, right? Mm-hmm. And there's no code, so we know we have a problem with the motor itself, not a physical problem with something that, throwing a code or anything.
Right.
So, so we got around the motor and we're starting to troubleshoot it. I'm heading up the troubleshooting, kind of going over the scenarios and stuff and have them drop the cylinders and kind of figure out where the problem is. And we determined we have a problem on number one and two cylinders, kind of stopped there because it was ending the day. But they were able to gather around and start going through troubleshooting procedures with me. And then we got into a big conversation of fuels, fuel tanks, and ethanol, non-ethanol. So I turned a simple, let's run this motor out, into a major learning event, standing outside and gathering around with those students, right there around the motor. So that turned out really well. So I get them out of the shop, and next week we're going to start on tools, and then we're going to go over an entrance test that we did. The other thing that I found interesting about these students is very little technical knowledge, very little. Because I always do a introduction day one. We introduce our students that have been there with the new students, okay?
Right.
And I ask the older students, introduce yourself, give a tip or something, kind of give your goals, and then the new students do that as well. And the question always is, what kind of technical background? And every one of these had zero.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And I'll say, have you ever changed a spark plug on a lawnmower? And the answer was no. Now, I love that because now I have some place to go with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can teach somebody that doesn't know anything that's willing to learn.
Sure.
You cannot teach somebody that thinks they know everything and they don't want to learn. That's difficult.
And then sometimes you have to undo the teaching that they've learned that was incorrect,
right? You have to undo,
right?
And the same thing Bill has to deal with when he hires somebody from somewhere else. He has to undo some bad habits and things like that.
Sure.
850-437-1620 is the number. Maybe you have a question for me or Bill. Please text in here, 850.
I got one for
you. All right, let's
do
it.
It's already coming in. 850-437-1620. This is Boat Smart on Pep Talk. And this is from Michael. Now, he says he did text us in last week, and then he said he had to leave before he could hear the final answer. So he wants to ask it again. He said, are there any decent small river boats, bass boat style, with a good engine for $10,000 or less?
Yeah, I answered that question. Also, if you do miss the show, you can go to Boat Smart, Tricks of the Trade, catch me, and you get to look at me, too, if you want to. I don't know.
Yep.
I have a face for radio, but I put it on TV anyway.
I have headphone hair for radio.
Yeah, Meg got off lucky last week because we had one of my cameras that went down on me. I forgot to press play or press record. You know, technical difficulties are at its finest. Yes, I answered that question and I said to you that you can find something in that $10,000 range, mm-hmm. but I would highly recommend you kind of go north of here a little bit and kind of look in the Alabama area and stuff. Look on Facebook Marketplace. Look on Boat Trader. All these different places you can find something. Okay. Stick with four-stroke, maybe an older four-stroke. I also suggested that you call Key Marine, mm-hmm. talk to Dustin, and ask him to find something for you because they do consignments over there. And the number one thing you need to do when you find a boat, especially if you're looking at a price range and maybe a little lower than what you're seeing or something, there could be some problems, have Key Marine check it out for you. Do a pre-buyers on it and make sure that everything is okay. Now, when you do a pre-buyers bill, there's no guarantee, right? That's just telling you that the motor is good at that point.
Right, and we always drop what we're doing to do those pre-buy inspections, get them done right away, because we realize how important that is, to make or break a deal on things. But yes, we can definitely look and find things that you can't see visual with our factory trained professionals.
Oh, that would make sense for sure. You wouldn't want to buy something and then find out you bought a lemon.
No doubt. I appreciate that question. That was an excellent question. You know, when you look at budget is a very important part of buying a boat. And it's just like anything, you know, do you pay more for something and hopefully for less problems?
Mm-hmm.
When you buy new, of course, you can always start out with a maintenance program and keep that maintenance program going where you're not having as many problems. You know, mm-hmm. you're always going to have a problem somewhere down the road or something going to happen. May not be major, but something may give you a little glitch there on a motor, but always.
And okay, I got kind of a follow-up question on that from somebody else just texted in and said, is this a good time of year to buy a boat, or is there a better time of year?
I'm going to fill that over
to
Bill.
That's a good question, because it is kind of the end of the season, but do you wait to the season or the end of the year?
Yeah, it's a weird time frame where do you buy, when do you buy, you know?
Go ahead, it's a toss-up. I mean, really, I don't have either way to go on that. I mean, anytime, as long as you're looking for, and you don't get in a hurry as far as, you know, falling in love with something, and do get that pre-buy inspection done. But I don't know, Stefan, as far as, is there a better time?
Yeah, I think during boat show times is good. You know, typically going out of the season and where mm-hmm. you're in, that's a good time to buy.
Seems like now would be as people are turning their boats in, especially for consignment.
Yeah, or going into the season is probably not a good time to buy because there's more people wanting boats. I mean, so it's kind of play it a little bit and see what you got, you know. And like Bill said, don't fall in love with something and overpay it. You know, that's what I do with pickup trucks. I change trucks like.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway, you know, so I tell you.
It's a whole other show.
Yeah, it's
That's
a whole other
smart.
Show. Yeah. So don't do that.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. So if you find something, have Key Marine check it out. And if the price is good for you, you can always go to NADA and different places and check out pricing and stuff like that. And I think Key Marine could probably check a price because you guys do consignment, so they can tell you the value too, can't they?
Yes, we do that all the time. Dustin's an expert at that. At looking out there, not only looking at NADA, but, you know, just looking on, scouring the website and seeing what's out there and comparing them.
What does NADA stand for?
Good question.
That I do not know.
I don't know
either.
What
is the site? So for those of us that maybe don't know.
It's a automotive site where you check values of vehicles.
Okay,
so that's what it is.
Okay,
right.
Well,
so
I'm just
national,
saying.
National archive dealer.
So
announcements.
For pricing.
For
so
pricing.
Kelly
Blue
Book.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe somebody knows that. 850-437-1620.
Sorry, I didn't want to throw off the research department here, but I just had to ask.
I can't get on Google on this thing right now. So, I'll just check that out. So, NADA, 850-437-1620 is the number.
Well, go ahead with your thought. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to know what y'all were talking about.
That's it. NADA. Okay. And always check prices. You know, I always, when people, they say, well, I see it for sale for this price, you know, and you're trying to sell something. Well, that don't mean they're selling it. That
right.
just means that they're asking for it.
Well, and here's the thing. It never fails in Pensacola. I'm driving down the road, and I see somebody with their boat on the trailer in the front yard with a handwritten sign for sale.
Yep.
Are those? Can you get a good deal with those, or are you taking a big risk?
No, it's stop by and talk to them.
It's always
worth it. Ask them.
And generally, if, you know, the pre-buy inspection, just like Stefan says and mm-hmm. I say, you know, if they're willing to let you get a pre-buy inspection, that's a good indication that it's
true.
Probably okay.
Mm-hmm.
But really, there's more than just the compression test and checking for water in the gear oil. You really need someone that's got the equipment and the know-how to look at that thing.
So, Bill, what kind of things are you seeing this time of year with folks that are out on the water? They've been out all summer. If they're not doing their maintenance, what are the first signs that, they need to be doing more maintenance?
Oh, well, we've got one in the shop right now that he brought in, said it got a code, and we looked at it. It's a 2000 model stern drive MerCruiser, which, by the way, we do work on those all the time. A lot of the dealerships around town, they've quit working on them for one reason or another. But as far as OEM factory shops, we still do. This one, it I could tell the manifolds on it are original. Yeah. And just to, this morning, Nick went to do a water pump on it, and I've already warned the customer that he probably needs some manifolds. And whenever he pulled the drive unit off to do the water pump, chunks of the elbows were laying on top of the water pump and all up in the exhaust bellows. Stuff like that. And like I mentioned when I was here, you know, not last week, but the week before that we it's been that year of hard diagnostics and just a bunch of engine failures for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Okay, our listener research department set in for the acronym NADA. Thank you so much. National Automobile Dealers Association.
There you go. Thank you so much for that. Because, you know, we know Marine acronyms. I can't even say that word.
Acronyms.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
And the thing that's a lot different about boats than you find with automobiles is, for the most part, with an automobile, when you're looking up that value, it's got the original motor in it. I mean, 99% of the time and all. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to compare. You just have to take it case by case. You know, like the boat may have been repowered by us, you know, or whoever a couple of years back. And there's a lot of variables there. That's one of the other reasons why we can't stress enough to get a pre-buy inspection. They're not very expensive to do.
Okay. What's the price range about? I'm sure it matters by the size of the boat and everything.
Well, the things that we've learned on the four-stroke stuff is we have a couple different ways we can go on that. Just the basic motor, we're looking at about an hour and a half. But a lot of times we're wanting to remove the lower unit to look up in the exhaust to see if there's excess corrosion going on that we've seen on some of the product out there. They're getting better, but, you know, they're an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Which equates to about $300 or so.
Around,
you know, but that's,
that'd be worth it. That's
it's a semi-insurance policy.
Yeah, it'd save you a lot of money in the long run, perhaps. Yeah.
And it gives you bargaining power on the front end. You know, if we see something and you still want the boat and we're saying, hey, it kind of needs this, you can go to the seller and say, hey, you know, it's probably going to be needing this. Can we knock that off the price on the front end?
Yeah. That's smart. Yeah, of course.
And you can always do a service on it while they have it. If you buy it, just go ahead and finish the service out, you know, and go ahead and have Key Marine do that for you as well.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about hours on engines yesterday with my students too. So when I was telling them that if you have a boat motor that is 5 years old, let's say, and it has 50 hours on it, okay, versus one that's 5 years old that has 400 or 500 hours on it.
Right.
I'm going to lean more toward the one that has the more hours than I am with the one that's going to have the less hours.
Really?
Because reason being that the less hours the motor's been sitting up for quite a good, you know, quite a bit of its lifetime. And that causes problems, you know. Of course, always a good visual on that thing. Do you agree with that, Bill? Or you know what I'm talking about? You got to run the motor, right?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you know, letting one sit up definitely does a lot of times more damage than using it all the time, especially if you're getting it serviced properly and all that and not abusing it and using it properly. Those extra hours, like Stefan said, are no big deal. That could be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of my students, my newer students, how many hours can you get out of a motor? You know, they're talking about typical outboards.
That's a great question.
I've seen with 9,000-10,000 hours on them.
Wow.
You know, and I mean, it's not typical because most people, around 30 hours a year or so is most people put on their boats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an unusual person. I put over 100 on mine.
I was
going to
say,
year,
I don't
right?
think you're
but
at 30.
I run my boat a lot, right?
Yeah.
So when you start seeing, you can actually kind of equate the hours and look at how old the boat is to maintenance and things like that. So you kind of look at it and be a detective, if you will. And
right.
Say, okay, what possible problems can I have with this boat? Looking at hours and run times and all that, which we do when you go in, they'll scan the motor for you at Key Marine and make sure they get a good download, right? And you can tell the customer how the boat's been ran before they buy it.
Yes, sir. And I'd like to clarify something, too, that always seems to be a bit big misconception as far as the hours before you do your service again. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get that 100 hours hung in their mind, but in reality, in the periodic maintenance chart, in the owner's manual, it's going to tell you once a year or 100 hours. And like Stefan says, it's very difficult to put 100 hours on a motor for most people, unless, of course, you're Stefan and goes every single weekend.
Right.
But, yeah, that is important as well to, you know, to ward off things that could turn into an expensive repair.
Yeah, and when you do that first maintenance, I always suggest do that first maintenance. That's your 100 hours. Do it the first year, the first 100 hours. And always, even though you may not have to service a water pump, I always recommend go ahead and get in there and check the water pump. Get your, in our saltwater area, we're going to lubricate all the bolts and hardware that you have to take on and off all the time, and check thermostats and anodes and all of these things. That way you can give the customer a baseline and say, okay, you may not have to do a water pump. If you continue to run it, you may not have to do the water pump every year. Maybe you need to do it every other year, but you always need to do the oil change, gear lube, and check, you know, different things on it, but maybe you might not have to do this part this year.
Right, okay.
So maintenance, you know, keeping a track of your maintenance and stuff like that helps, right?
Yes, and we do recommend, just like you said, every 2 years on the water pump. In our waters, I think most manufacturers are saying 3 years, but because of how corrosive the waters are, and like he said, bolts getting stuck and a simple water pump job turning into something more, and also drive shafts getting stuck in the crankshaft and stuff like that, it's just important to keep up with that. Once a year on the oil change and everything else is done there, and every other year on the water pump on most outboards.
And that's a good point. You know, when you take a boat to somebody to work that's going to work on it, you need to make sure they understand these factors, okay? Mm-hmm. I've worked on a lot of boats, like you said, a stuck drive shaft. Now, you turn into a major ordeal. You're talking hours and hours trying to get these things apart sometimes. If they do not do that maintenance correctly, and a year down the road, you may not get that lower unit off, and you're in there with a torch and a hammer and chiseling and trying to get this lower unit off on a motor that's only 2 years old, right? So the initial maintenance is very important.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times, yes, the water pump is not worn out, but we're, you know, we're trying to prevent that turning into something ugly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a hard, fast rule. If you put a water pump impeller in your hand, you're going to replace it. So that's just my way. If I get it in my hand, I'm you're paying for the part. Just because I don't know what happened down the road and stuff like that. That's my method. You guys may have a different method. I don't know, but that's what we do. And I tell my students that, well, maybe I'm teaching you this way. Mm-hmm. You go somewhere else, they may want you to do it that way. You know, so there is different scenarios. We got another text or anything?
We got one more text that just came in. It's a little different subject, but what are your thoughts about the boating clubs that we have here locally that you can join and use their boats, and then you walk away? All you have to do is drive it, no maintenance.
Yeah, I know of one in particular over there. They're based out of Holiday Harbor. I guess it is a good option for people that don't want to have to, worry about maintenance and stuff like that. But there are some downfalls to that as far as availability, being able to book it when you want, because usually the most busy times that people are wanting to go out for, like Blue Angels and 4th of July and whatnot, you know, it's going to be hard-pressed to do that. But they are pretty pricey from what I understand.
Yeah, you have to do a buy-in and you have to do a monthly fee. And also, you're still liable and you still have to pay for fuel. So if you damage the boat in any way, you know, there's all kinds of reasons that you to own your own.
Right, right.
But
that makes sense.
Boat clubs are good for certain people. A lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not for me.
No.
I like more control over what I'm got going on in my boating life.
That makes sense.
So, yeah.
You can go when you want to go.
Right. Go when you want to go. Take the boat you want to take and
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're just about out of time, gentlemen. We got about 30 seconds or so left. So what would you like to talk about?
So
that's a little bit, wrap things up.
Yeah. So it's been a good week. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm going to give it a good solid 9.5. Okay. Never a 10 because I always got other little things going on, but it was a good solid 9.5. The students were awesome. I think it's going to be a great year. I'm looking forward to a great year. And Bill and I talked about, I got some students that are already in there right now that we're looking at placing somewhere. So it's going to be a good year, Bill. You got anything quickly to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that I'm pleased to be here again to help Stefan, you know, spread the word to all the listeners of what Key Marine and Georgetone have to offer.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, both. It's great to have you here on this Friday. Go boating this weekend. Should be nice.
That's right. See you next week.
All right. This is Boat Smart. Thanks to Key Marine as for being our sponsor. This is Pep Talk, and we'll be back with you shortly right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.